walk this life.
Born to one in a trap star. We gon' walk in our purpose. And ain't nobody gon' stop us.
Walk it like I walk it.
We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Ain't gon' let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
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 We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Ain't gon' let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
Hello,
hello.
You know,
yeah.
You can get it. Don't let no one stop your mission. They gon' hate you, cause you winning.
You gon' be living it up, yo. You gon' be living it up, yo.
Hello, you know, you can get it. Don't let no one stop your mission. They gon' hate you, cause you winning. You gon' be living it up.
We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Ain't gon' let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
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 We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Ain't gon' let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
Hello,
hello.
You know,
yeah.
You can get it.
Get it.
Don't let
woo.
No one
yeah.
Stop your mission. They gon' hate you, cause you winning.
You gon' be living it up, yeah. You gon' be living it up.
We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Ain't gon' let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
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 We gon' run and get all of them blessings.
For real, for real.
Don't let nobody ever stop us.
For real, for real.
God is so amazing, you can't top us.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
Walk it like I walk it. Walk this way for real, for real. Don't let anyone stop you from your blessings. God is so amazing. You can't stop him. This is the last second Sunday service of the year, and you want to make sure all of your blessings are in order for the next year. Today is December the 10th, 2023 of Let's Do It Radio with Pastor J. Rick Rollins, II of Edge Community Church of Central Florida, Tampa, Florida. And he has something to tell you as if, so y'all better get ready for our message focused on Proverbs 23:7. And from Romans 4:17, and I believe also Hebrews. So, hey, y'all get ready. And in case you missed the last episode of Pastor Rick Rollins, or any episode, as a matter of fact, you want to hear an episode again, you can go to On Demand on blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio and peruse all of the episodes and pick and choose and choose and pick and share and do everything else you want to do. So, you know who I am, because it's the same old person every Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening, Miss Inez, your hostess, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Cool Designs, and I am broadcasting to you worldwide. So welcome, worldwide listeners, and we invite you to call in tonight at 845-241-9985. Again, if I said it too fast or you were listening too slow, 845-241-9985, or tune into www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio and join us in the chat room, where many people do go in the chat room and listen and respond and correspond and whatever else they want to do. Or if you want to, you can Skype or even text me if you know my telephone number and become part of the Let's Do It Radio congregation of our guests, for our guests, and by our guests, Pastor J. Rick Rollins II from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, out of Tampa, Florida. And in order for me to stay on the radio, be on the radio and be heard by the word, you can sow a seed to Let the Radio keep me on the air. And you can cash at me at $ANAISEVALCOUR or the Venmo at MZ-INEZ. Or if you know Mattel or my cell or email, you can Zell me and split me some dollars to keep us on the radio, because this is not free. We got to pay to play. So you can put your hands together by giving Pastor Rick Rollins of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida a rousing and warm spiritual welcome. Let's give our this gentleman a welcome. Yes. Go ahead, Thank you, Pastor Rick.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to be with you all tonight. I pray that as we get into the word a little bit later, that the Lord will bless you with this word tonight. It has been a blessing to me. I will share with you that I've been preaching the same message for the month of December since December of 2002. So for 21 years, this has been the State of the Union, the State of the Union, 2002, because it was the first anniversary message and it's become the State of the Church address for our anniversary every single year. And so why break tradition? And we thought we would share with you tonight. So I'm honored again to all, as always, to be here, and I pray that this word blesses you.
Amen. We'll have invocational prayer by Pastor Rick, and then I will read scripture, and we will have a song by Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love everlasting. We thank you for this day, one that we've never seen before and never shall again.
Yes.
We ask you now, God, that you would take a moment and tabernacle with us. Oh, Father, that the words that we pray, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will not be wasted in any way, shape, or form, but instead that it will be pleasing as unto you. God, not only let it be acceptable, but let there be an exceptional portion to this word, God, that will be rhema and set the captives free. Let it be a right now word, God, for such a time as this. Father, we pray for every listener that will listen in the live broadcast and those that will listen in the replay. God, let their lives be touched, moved, and let the manifestation of your as if take place. Father, we ask you now that you would bless this vessel who tirelessly, yes, this mouth, yeah, bless the mouth while yet it comes, but tirelessly works to make sure that this ministry, that this this broadcast, that this project of hers be always available to those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
Honor her faithfulness tonight, God, and those who tune in on a regular basis, honor them as well. God, we pray for every family that is represented here tonight. Bless them and keep them throughout this season. Those that are bereaved, those that are, those that lack, God. Those that are hurting, those that may be depressed, those that may be oppressed, those that are suppressed. We ask you now, God, that you would touch and move. In Jesus' name we pray. As we thank you for the doneness of your doing, as we move on as if, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. I will be reading to you from the King James Version, Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, and Hebrews 11 and 1. Ecclesiastes 7:8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Let me read that again. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Hebrews 11:1. And that's a very familiar verse with many of us. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let us sift in the atmosphere.
It's breaking. Yeah, this world.
Rick is going to be shifting more than the atmosphere this evening. He is an award-winning talk show host, media personality, stylist, designer, author, publisher, internationally published, and award-winning photographer and pastor. And as I said before, okay, so he's a man of many hats. He's a man who's a Renaissance man. And currently, he is the host of Going Places with Rick Rollins. And I'm always messing with him. Hi, my name is Rick Rollins, and we're going places. And it can be seen on Today's More and also on YouTube if you don't get to see it on the channel More at 5:30 in the morning. So you can always view his shows always after, just like you can view my shows or listen to my shows after. And he's a lead stylist, owner, and buyer of Ricardo's Menswear, a men's modern-day haberdashery. He also appears on daytime. He also has appeared and continues to appear on daytime, which is one of the stations here in Florida on WFLA, as well as Great Day Live, showing his fashions, and he is a style contributor. He was previously a host of the late night infotainment talk show Up Front with Rick Rollins. I think he likes his name. Those R's just kind of roll off your tongue on Fox 13. Prior to that tenure at Fox 13, Rick was the host of his own self-titled award-winning talk show, The Rick Rollins Show. He has also appeared on nationally syndicated talk shows as, you remember, Geraldo, Donahue, and The Jane Whitney Show. So I want you to please, please, please put your hands together for this worldwide renowned gentleman and pastor, let me get this right, Rick Rollins of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa, Florida. So please, please, please put your hands together out there and welcome him. But you will first have a song called War, because that's what we are going through now, is a war, not only with ourselves, but just everywhere. So please, 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 please put on your shields, put on your whole armor, and just get ready for what, as you say, what you're about to hear. And I got to find the song, because you know, when you do technology, you don't want to act right and tell you things are, you know. So just bear with me one moment. Don't laugh at me. It's not funny.
One moment, please.
Oh, goodness. I think it's out here. Hold on. One moment, please. Let me see if I can get this going here. Let's see. You know what? Sometimes things just don't want to act right. So, you know what? We're just going to hear from heaven, and we'll put the song on later if it decides to even come up, because I can't seem to find it right now. So go ahead, Pastor J. Rick Rollins II. Go ahead.
We bless the name of God tonight. We thank you for yet another opportunity to be with you on the second Sunday. I look forward to these late night services with you. We ran a little long at the Edge tonight, but it's okay. We're in celebration of our second anniversary. As I said, our 10th anniversary. This is the second service today. But 10 years ago, we believed that God had a word in his heart that he imparted upon mine to continue to share with people. When I said to them, I said, you know, I can't go into the month, because I can't go into December without remembering what God had said to me some 20 plus years ago when this ministry was first birthed as Breath of Life Fellowship Community Church. And then we moved into Prevailing Word. We merged Prevailing Word with Breath of Life, and it became New Journey. And after a year, the Lord said, I've got another work for you to do. And I went to Orlando and pastored Genesis Orlando, which then became the Edge Church of Orlando. I was sitting with a young man, and we were talking about, I don't remember why I was meeting with him, but in the process, he said, you know, I would go to a church called the Edge. He said, Genesis Orlando, I don't know what that is, and that doesn't resonate with me. So that's when we changed it, because we already had the Edge Community Church in Tampa, and that's when we became the Edge Church of Central Florida, because for the latter part of that ministry, until we rolled our membership over into my godson's ministry, it became the Edge of Edge Church of Central Florida. Tonight I won't belabor you long. Want you to go back and look at the scriptures that Ms. Inez has already read for us. I love what it says, as you said, in this familiar passage of scripture. I want us to look at the latter part of what it says, that we know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but let's go to the evidence of things not seen. And then we go back over to the scripture, the other scripture that she read, that said that it is better in Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. If we added anything to that, we'd go over to, hold on just a second, you got to roll up because I was down at the version. Romans 4 and 17, that the latter part of the scripture says, let's just go and read the whole thing. As it is written, for I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of God. Abraham believed him who makes the dead alive and calls non-existing things so that they exist. He calls non-existent things as if they exist. So therefore, I would share with you tonight that God wants us to move on this faith journey as if. Somebody say as if. I need you to understand that along this way, we need to understand some things. That faith, as we know it, is the substance of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So how is there evidence of a thing that is not seen? Faith says that if I don't see it, I still should believe it. So therefore, I need to walk on as if. That the beginning of the thing, or the end of the thing is better than the beginning of the thing, says that I should walk on as if. In other words, I don't know what this is going to look like, but I know that there's an assurance in the word that says better is the end of the thing. And then it says to call those things that are not as if they already are.
Okay.
So how do I do that? I do that by walking as if. Amen? So how do I begin to do this? How do I make this journey, this sojourn, how do I proceed as if the intended goal has already manifested? For some of us, it is very hard to do that because we've already talked ourselves out of it before we got into it. We've said things like, well, it's never going to happen. And you walked on beyond that. I really wish I had moved. I wrote something down that one of my sisters, I'm going to walk with this for a second. I forgot. I don't have to, because we're not on video. I can walk and talk at the same time. I'm going to, but you got to understand, I've got to maneuver through a minefield of a store. And some of it has had to come home with me. But I need you to understand tonight, I want you to hear this, and this is going to free you because it freed me. When my sister, Dr. Samantha Phillips, said this in a conversation that we were having a week ago, she said in this process, wait a minute, your casual speech is what betrayed you.
Hmm.
Now let's sit with that for a second. Your casual speech is what betrayed you. I need you to understand tonight that when you say, "I wish it would happen," I don't see anywhere in the Bible that it tells us, Disney tells you to wish upon a star, but the Bible does not say anywhere, any place to wish upon nothing. I hope it's going to happen. The Bible says that hope seen is not hope at all. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, granted, but I hope in that I hope it will happen, which means that my hope is in a tense that it shall come to pass. But when I'm hoping that it's going to happen, what I'm saying to God is, if you do, that'll be great, but I'm not sure. How many of you have said to God you ain't sure? You may not have said it with those words, but I just I sure hope. No. I need to tell you tonight that there was a sermon I preached a while ago, and it became a series, as most of them do, because I don't think you can do it justice sometimes when you're just thinking to move on, unless it's a one sermon wonder that God gives you in the process. But can I say to you tonight that there's something that you need to do in this process if you're going to walk on as is? You want to know what that is? I'm glad you asked. You need to watch your mouth.
Come on.
You need to watch your mouth because, again, your casual speech is what betrays you. I hope, you know, I wish, if only. If you'll replace if only with as if. Because what you have to do in this process is manifest it in order for it to manifest. What are you saying, Pastor? What are you saying? That unless I call that thing into existence, guess what? It never exists. When Miss Inez looks at a piece of fabric, she doesn't just see it as a piece of fabric. She sees it as the pictorial masterpiece that it becomes. She sees it before it happens. She sees it before it becomes a tangible. She sees the fabric, and she turns it into the fabrication in her mind, her spirit, her imagination, before it even leaves the bolt. You see what she's going to do with it. We have a friend, Audrey Pat McGee, who is a phenomenal designer. Miss Inez and I laugh at her because we see her coming in with a piece of fabric, we're like, uh-oh. Because she'll go in the bathroom and come out with a dress. Miss Inez is the same way. She can take nothing and make something out of it. Why? Because she saw it. She took the nothingness of it all and made it something even before it was. And that's what does it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it goes on to say that he took nothingness and made something out of it. I need you to hear tonight that if you're going to walk on as if, you got to take your nothing and make something out of it. You need to stop calling your nothing nothing and start calling it something. Give it a name. Call it Biff, Billy, Sally, Sue, Jane if you want to. But the bottom line is you need to call it something. Because as long as you call it nothing, that's exactly what it will be. As long as you say you're nothing, that's all you'll ever be. But how do I walk on as if? Let me tell you. You've got to do a mindset shift. But you've got to do the mindset shift by watching your mouth. I don't want a blessing from God. Thank you, Superintendent Major Charles Jones. The second. Friday night, I was sitting in Elder Frank's inaugural service, and Major Jones said to us,
He said, I need you to hear me tonight that you need to stop talking about a blessing and talk about the blessing.
Y'all hear
me? I don't just want a blessing. I want the blessing. The blessing that God has intended for me. The blessing that God has intended for me. The destiny that God has intended for me. Not for you, not for them, but for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be a mindset shift that I'm going to watch my words at all times. I show hope. I wish. There's an old saying that if wishes were horses, walkers would ride. Some of us have been wishing for far too long. God is not Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the genie from Aladdin. He's God all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he's the same God that says over in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plan I have for you. One that will give you a hope and will prosper you in the process. But see, some of us can't be prospered because we don't believe that prosperity is a part of our birthright.
Mm-mm-mm.
We believe that only a certain amount of people. Can I tell you why? Some of the people that we admire and some of the people, because they believe the scripture that says I can do all things.
Yeah.
Well, some of us, we walk around talking about, well, no, I can do all things. Now, what does that list include? That's between you and God. That's not for me to say. But my mindset has to shift. What is it? With the renewing of your being transformed.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us understand tonight that it's time for us to change our mind and our mindset?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop calling the mundane the miracle. You don't think so?
Yeah.
I got me. Yeah, you need to. Why? Because the mindset is as such that God did not intend for you to walk in this process aimlessly. He's given you a word. He told you that you can do it. He didn't say you might do it. He said you can do it. He says you can do all things. But are you willing to walk in that tonight? Are you willing to change your mind? Are you willing to move beyond that which was into that which already is? Some of us, can I tell you tonight that one of the problems that that Sarah had was that she couldn't walk in the process. She couldn't walk in that process because she couldn't imagine that her old self, as my mama said, her old tail could have nobody say. In fact, what does it say? She said that they said that when Abraham came and told her what God had said, she laughed and told him he was crazy. And then she began to believe, but she gave up in the process. Come on, somebody, walk with me for a second. She gave up in the process and then decided that she was going to take matters into her own hands. Can I say to you tonight that you can't say that you trust God and take matters into your own hands? But wait a minute, I said you can't trust God and take matters into your own hands.
Amen.
But Pastor, wait a minute. So what am I supposed to do? And lean not. Because let me tell you something. When you take matters into your own hands, what happens in the process, Ms. Onan? You lean to your own. You begin. It becomes the interpretive process And you walk out there willy-nilly by yourself.
It doesn't turn out
just
right.
doing the doggone thing your way. So the mindset shift says that I can do all. Wait. Okay, hold on. The scripture says I can do all things. How?
Through Christ.
In other words, I've got to go through the mediator in order for it's got to go to the mediator before I can even meditate it on it, before it can even be manifested. I've got to go through him. There's a little boy that used to come in the store, and he refers to me as his guy. Remember the little boy? He won't go nowhere else to shop. Nowhere. He goes to me. He comes to Mr. Rick because I'm his guy. 10 years old now. He was 8 when I first met him, but I'm his guy.
What is Rick?
His guy. And because he knows that Mr. Rick is going to deliver every time. Why? Because I know him. God delivers when you know him and he knows you. He knew you before you got here. But it isn't until you enter into the relationship with him. Come on now. Until you enter into the relationship with him that he gets to know you better. What does that song say? I want to know you in a special way. I think it's a whining song. I want to get to know you in a very special way. There's got to be a spiritual intimacy. It's almost an oxymoron here, that it's a spiritual intimacy. Because for some people it is the oxymoron. That's what I meant. That because they can't see spiritual and intimate in the same category. But nothing can be birthed without there being intimacy. Nothing can truly be birthed. Because even in the most heinous moment, there's still a moment of intimacy. It can be there's some things that happen to you in your life. I need you to hear me tonight. There's
Come
some
on.
Things that happened in your life. Where did the intimacy come from? I'm not talking about the act, because there's nothing intimate about the act. It is the process. When God meets fate and destiny come together, it is in that intimate act that we realize that God didn't make a mistake. So you've been mad at God because this happened and that happened. And ye know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to purpose. Wait a minute, Pastor, but wait, you don't know what happened to me. Well, I know what happened to me. And one of the things that I had to reconcile is that God knew that this vessel would not sit back and sing the Negro spiritual, nobody knows the troubles I've seen. But instead, he would adopt as his soundtrack, I'm going to run on and see what the end will be. Moving on as if is running on to see what the end will be. Even before because the end of the thing is far better than the beginning of the thing. It doesn't matter what it takes, how it takes, how it doesn't matter. It's that you get there. What did Olita Adams say? You can get here by railway, trailway, subway.
I don't care how you get there.
I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can.
Yeah.
Some of us have been waiting on the transportation, but we didn't like the mode in which it came.
Come on now.
Did you catch that? That some of us have gotten mad because he said an Uber and not a limo. Oh, come on, somebody.
Don't hurt
you
nobody.
You got mad
with that.
Because in the process of the thing, it didn't happen the way you want it to happen. Can I tell you tonight that it's not going to happen the way you want, because it's, while it does involve you, it is not instigated by you. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that some of us have amnesia. We have a spiritual amnesia, and we are mad at God because of what happened or how it happened. And therefore, we are thwarted in the process, and we begin to use the casual speech of the day, but letting them never happen because this happened. So you don't believe that God can take, he says he'll give you beauty for your ashes.
Mm-hmm.
But the transfer can't happen until the transfer, oh my God, the transfer can't happen until the transformation happens. Did you catch it?
Come on.
That I've got to transform the way I think. My mindset, there has to be a mindset transformation that I will no longer think of, how are you doing this one? It's gonna be one of them days. What does that mean? The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to move on, but God says, stay right here on this whole mindset thing. Because they won't get the rest of as if until they change their mind about some things. I'm going to change my mind about the way I'm going to change my mind so I can change the way I talk. Because, again, the casual speech is what betrays you. You that stuff that you said almost under your breath. You woke up and said, I'm sick. And you keep confessing all day you're sick. Don't get mad on God. God said, I could have healed you if you just asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, but Pastor,
amen.
What about the people that didn't get healed? What about the people that didn't get healed? They did. They're just getting healed the way you wanted them healed.
Come on.
I often say to people, you can't get mad when God allows somebody to go home. Because that was a conversation that between them and God, not you and God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that to beyond the shadow of the doubt, I know how my mama loves me. But she and God had a conversation, and she said she was ready to go. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't want to live in that I hated that nursing home. But there was a method to my madness in putting her there because she was 5 minutes away from the hospital if something happened. But when people are sending you out of the nursing home with no clothes on,
come on.
Head on the top. We get to the doctor, and she said to me, baby, come here. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't have any clothes on. I said, Lord, you know, in that moment, you just think, why we always want to think when old people say something, that dementia done kicked in. See, again, that casual, Lord, what's wrong with me? She didn't have no dementia, and she told me, she said, I'm not crazy, son. I ain't got on no clothes. I'm like, mama, oh, come on now. When the doctor pulled back those covers and there was nothing but a towel over her genitalia, I lost it. And everybody in the room gasped. Who would want to stay in a place that would do something like that? You send you out of the nursing home. And I'm getting back on topic in a minute. Don't think but this is my point. In the process, when she said, I don't have on no clothes, my whole thing, I jumped to a conclusion. How many of you understand tonight that you've been jumping to conclusions before God can do anything? Come on, walk with me in that.
Come on.
God said, in this process, if you don't change your mind, I can't change you.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't change your mind about the situation, I can't change you. If you're going to tell me you're going to walk on as if, you got to change your mind about something. Sarah, can we call you back to the witness stand? Did you or did you not decide that Abraham should sleep with Haggai and then got mad when you got Ishmael instead of Isaac? You can't get mad when your Ishmael comes instead of your Isaac because you wouldn't walk on as if you wanted it to happen the way you wanted it to happen, when you wanted it to happen. As if says, God, I trust you to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I've ever asked. The thing that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, that's your as if. But when you sit back and you begin to plot against God, let me say it, you plot against God, trying to be God, not waiting on him. You take out loans that are going to take you out. Oh, somebody, you go get the cash advance because God ain't moving fast enough for you. You go to the casino and try to play up the blessing. Really? And if you go to the casino and you win, good for you. I would rather trust God than a one-armed bandit any day. If I'm willing to wait on him. But see, I can't walk on as if until the mindset shifts that I surrender all. I surrender my talk. I surrender my thought. I surrender my speech. I surrender
everything.
Until the let this mind be in you. But this mind, the mind of Christ Jesus, be in you. Because even when Jesus was going to the cross and he said, Father, if there's any other way, when God said there ain't no other, God was almost silent in the thing, and his silent gave consent, this is the only way this is going to happen. What did Jesus do? He went on as if. The woman with the issue of blood, they told her, stay your behind home. You're a disgrace. You shouldn't be out in public. At moving on as if, you know, I ain't got nothing to lose but everything to gain. Imagine if she stayed home because they said she needed to stay home. Because the law said. But she was willing to go on as if. She touched him as if. How many of us tonight realize that our casual speech, because we haven't changed our mind about the things that we say some stuff and don't even realize what we're saying. Ms. Ernest, remember what I used to tell people, you don't get to call it ugly in here. You can't call it ugly because those words, because I believe words are spirits. So therefore, what does the Bible say? If that word didn't remind, you say, well, that's not what the word says. The word does say it. It says your casual speech is what betrayed you. The power of life and death in the tongue. That's the same thing.
Come on.
Well, I don't. It ain't gonna never. I just don't know. It don't look like it's never gonna happen. So you just told God he was a liar. No, I didn't, Pastor. That's not what I said at all. Yes, you did. How about God? I'm gonna wait on you. Take a little long, God, but I'm going to wait on you. God, I'm not telling you that you have to be perfect with this thing. I'm just simply telling you need to watch your mouth because you done messed up your own miracle. You messed it up. Say, well, how did I do that, Pastor? And I'm almost done. I'm going to cut across this message. It is in the process. That when you began to speak negatively about yourself and your situation, you messed up your miracle and ended up stuck with the mundane, and then you had to save face and act like it was okay when it's not okay. It's not okay. Beloved, above all, it is my heart's desire that you prosper and be of good health. But you walk around talking about, I guess it's just, I can't even utter what you say. I can't fix my mouth to say it. Why? Because that can't be my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
My testimony says that that according to the word, let the sick say I am healed. Didn't say when. He said, just say it. I guess I'm going to always be like this. Really? And then you get mad that it don't change. Get mad at God. You have the unmitigated gall, the audacity to get mad at God. That wasn't God's fault. That wasn't God's doing. It was yours. Because you ran
mm-hmm.
your mouth.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I've ever asked or thought.
Uh-huh.
If that's the case, then there's nothing too hard for God. But in the process, one of the things that you have to do is surrender your mind to him. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. They said that Lazarus was dead. Jesus said he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think Lazarus wanted to believe? I'm a lay here and snore until Jesus gets here. Tonight, I just need you to know that if you walk on as if, God will open doors and windows that no man can shut.
Mm-hmm.
The anatomy of the shut door. God does other. He once you get in there with him, it's on that side of the door. But he will never shut the door that he opens for you. The woman in the story with Elisha, says, Elisha says to her, the prophet says, go get all the pots. You remember the story, we preached it. Go get all the pots. She didn't know what was going to happen, but she proceeded as if God had already done
mm-hmm.
it. If you do that tonight, I promise you, if you walk in the faith that God is going to do it, you'll end up with an Isaac and not an Ishmael. Because let me ask you a question. We hear about Isaac over and over again. After Ishmael and his mama were sent away, you ever heard from him? Did we hear from him again? If we did, I didn't read it.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, but do you see what I'm saying? God just dropped something in my spirit, and I'm done with this. I'm done for tonight because I don't want y'all to say, he preached too long, he talked too much. Look at this. Lot's wife got caught up in what was, and she never got to see what could be.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to walk as if there was something better than Sodom. So she got left in Sodom. That which she... I hope you got it. You can't proceed if you don't allow God to succeed your past or your present.
No.
Did you? If all you can think about how good it was, or how good it is, you'll never get to see how good it's gonna be,
mm-hmm.
and will be, and shall be, if you like what is. Because my life is real good right now, Pastor. I don't know, but do you think that God just is gonna stop at the again? This blessing that came in this season, he's not going to stop there. God says, I want to outdo myself every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to see that you're my miracle. So, yeah, I'm going to bring you back from cancer. I'm going to bring you back from HIV and AIDS. I'm going to make you undetectable to the point where they can't even find a trace of what was going to take you out. My God. I know people who have lived with this disease for years. I also saw the ones on December 1st. I was a part of an World AIDS Day. I emceed it. And one of the things I said to them was that
sometimes I get a little caught up in the thought that if some of them could have held on a little while longer to see what was coming down the pipe or down
mm-hmm,
the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them gave up. Some of them were tired. AZT was a mess. I almost said something else. I had to remember we was in church. But it was a mess. I watched people's hair that you could, you know, there was a time you could tell when they were on that, when they were on AZT because they went, their hair went back to baby hair. It would end up being the prettiest hair in the world, but it was a sign that they were on their way out of here. Can I tell you tonight that if you don't want to end up with Ishmael, who was not the promise, can I tell you that some of us have settled for second place and consolation? Oh, my, 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 my. We've settled for consolation prizes instead of a grand prize.
Come on.
Because you weren't willing to walk as is. Ishmael was a, and while Abraham was happy, he knew that that wasn't Isaac. And some of us are faking that. Ooh, my, my, my. Some of us are faking it. We just so, you know, this is my, no, God, I know you got better than this for me. This is not, I did not work this hard and this long, and this is all it is.
Mm-hmm.
God, I know that there's, I know better is coming, that greater is coming, that there will be victory after this, that I didn't, you did not send me through the valley to, and not end up at the mountaintop. Come on, really? God said, psych, you ain't, this is it for you. And when you leave the valley, I'm going to just let you wander around. He didn't say that. Nope, he didn't say that. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plan I have for you.
Come on.
Prosper you and give you a hope that will make you walk on and run on as if. But you'll never get to your Isaac if Ishmael is enough. Did you catch that?
Come on.
If the mundane is enough for you, then the mundane is what you shall have. Now, if you want the real miracle, hold out for the miracle. Some of y'all married the mundane, and you calling them Mr. and Mrs. You know that wasn't who you wanted, but you settled. Because you thought that, well, this is better, he's better than, he's better than nothing. Anybody would say, well, this is, somebody is better than nobody. Ooh, lies. I had to catch my, I had to edit Miss Inez because you know I was going somewhere. Lies. I refuse to settle with the I know what God showed me, and it don't look like this. And it won't be on the other side. It's on this side that God, my, because my hope is in him. My hope is in him. Tonight, if you can, if you will make it your business to walk as if and refuse to let your casual speech betray you, how you talk about the thing is how the thing responds. Come on, somebody. I hate when I hear parents saying, you ain't going to be nobody. What used to irk me the most, and Ms. Inez would have to pull me by my coattail to keep from going outside, when some woman would tell her husband, what you want to go in there for? You ain't that kind of man, and he never will be if you keep saying that to him. And when he walk off and go find Becky with the blonde hair, don't get mad. You basically opened the door and told him to go. Amen? Walk on as if tonight. Walk on as if. You'll get to Isaac. Ah! If you won't settle, if you stop settling for Ishmael, stop settling and thinking it's okay. It's not okay. Above all, my heart's desire that you thought prosperity don't look like. Prosperity is never a mid-level or it's not D-list blessing. God's abundance and prosperity is exactly that. Prosperity, but I can't talk, it's been a long day. Prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming from the house of abundance. The category is as if. I pray that the word blesses you tonight, that it gave you something to think about, but not only think about, but feast on, snack on, gnaw on, turn it upside down and see what it looks like and feels like. Because greater is waiting. It's not coming, it's waiting.
Yes.
It's already in place.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never get to it if you're willing to settle for Ishmael when you could have Isaac. Amen? God bless you. God keep you. I pray that this word has blessed you, that, again, if you'll walk on as is and change your mind about how you talk about the life you're living, your casual speech will never be able to betray you again in life. Ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together. Yes. As people would say, didn't our hearts burn within? No, not just our hearts, but our whole body should have burned. Because he was talking to everybody, everybody. That's why I said everybody, not just somebody, but everybody tonight, talking about our as if. We always speak into existence what we want sometimes and what we don't want. And when you put it out there in the atmosphere, as I played the song earlier, there's a shift in the atmosphere. You could shift it to the right and not to the left if you speak right. And right, proper.
That's
but you know one thing?
That's it.
This means war. This means war.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Healing in the blood. I breathe.
Speak things into existence as if they were. When you speak negativity in the atmosphere, you receive negativity back. When you speak positivity in the atmosphere, you get positivity back. So that's why I play this as war, because when we talk negative, there's always a war between ourselves a lot of times. Why did I say this? Why didn't I say this? I could have been further ahead in life, but no, I, you know, talked myself off the ledge instead. So speak positive things over your life. You know, encourage yourself. Yes. You know, when you encourage yourself, that means you're going to speak a higher authority over yourself to make things
yes.
happen. So as we come to the invitation to Christian discipleship, we have a few ministers, pastors, and apostles on the line. Hopefully we will hear from some of them. We have Pastor Betty, we have Reverend Carolyn, we have Apostle Chris, and who else do we have on the line? Okay, he hung up. And so I don't know who else is on the line, but you are more than welcome to greet the speaker at this moment before we go into the invitation. And then I'll have Pastor Betty speak last so that she can do the invitation to Christ and speak, you know, power into positivity. I know we have Apostle Chris. You want to say anything?
Yeah, Pastor Rick, that was an awesome word, man. I tell you, I say this, the angels was will be fighting against one another. You know, when you talk yourself out of a blessing. But you was right. You was right on the money, and I thank God for you, man. I appreciate you.
Bless God, man. Thank
All right.
You,
Amen. Amen. And then we have a call of the last four, 1060. If you'd like to say something, you're more than welcome to. Or if you don't want to say anything, you could just say pass. You're more than welcome to. The floor is open.
Praise God, Evangelist Perry, Mosetta Perry, and I'm with Pastor Betty. That's my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, and I enjoyed the word that came forth tonight, and I'm just glad to be among those that are sanctified. Praise God, I'm glad to be among God's people. Praise
Amen.
God, and I'm excited
Amen.
About what God is doing in this hour.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Perry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have Reverend Carolyn. You want to say anything?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for being on the line tonight, giving honor to God, first of all, to the speaker, to the host, to Pastor Betty and Pastor Chris. And the other minister, sister on the line. I'm truly blessed to be on the line to hear this challenge. I'm convicted, praise the Lord. But I love the Lord more than I love living. Hallelujah. Look, I'm
Amen.
Not, look, I know you know me. I'm not ashamed, hallelujah, to say
no,
when the word of the Lord has stepped on my toes. But I was truly blessed by the word tonight,
Amen.
By the challenge tonight. Walk as if, think as if, love as if. I mean, I could go on and if as if,
yes.
you know, with that
Amen.
Word tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know how old you are, but anyways, you said something that took me way back when I was 8 years old. And you spoke of, I believe I run on and see what the end's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
At 8 years old, I sang that song. And then you said, Olita Adams, she was my pianist
mm-hmm.
and my music singer teacher at 8 years old. She played that song.
Oh,
wow. Sing that song.
So you just brought back memories, but the word of the Lord took precedence over Olita, Olita Adams, and over I Believe I Run On.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You just have to, as you have to have that as if attitude, no matter what storm that rains in your life, no matter what storm rain on your parade, you got to trust God, and you got to keep on doing what God will have you to do to get to where God will have you to get. And it's got to have it's got to be a mindset. It's got to be a change of attitude, change of mindset. And so, long story short, I'm grateful for the word of the Lord tonight. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Amen, Reverend Carolyn. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's Reverend Carolyn out of Yakima, Washington. She'll be speaking on this next coming Sunday, on the third Sunday. Now we have Pastor Betty. I know she's always got a word or something favorable to say. And if you have any announcements, anybody, y'all more than welcome to, anything you want to say, you're also welcome. Pastor Betty.
Amen. I want to say, first and foremost, greetings on this afternoon. Good to hear all of your voices on the call.
Amen.
It is something to look forward to every Sunday night. We have just formed this wonderful, magnificent family of God, and I am loving just being a part of it. It is such a privilege and such an honor. The word that went forth on tonight, amen, that was an encouraging word to me, that I should just walk on as if. We all know that we are to walk by faith and not by sight, but, you know, sometimes we let these minds that are in us kind of challenge us and cause us to second guess what we know that God is telling us to do.
Amen.
Or that he will do for us. And when that happens and we begin to listen to this mind of ours instead of listening to what God is saying to us, then that's what gets us in trouble. But if we walk on as if, we can't help but at some point in the road meet at a juncture, because after all, it's his plan that's going to prevail in our lives anyway.
Amen.
And so I thank God for the encouragement that you're sending toward all of our way. And it is in our words. It is in our way of thinking. And we have to be constantly reminded. We do have to be constantly reminded, you know, not to put off the old man, to let our mind be renewed, or renew our mind every single day in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's just a thought, just for a second. I'm just not going to make it. And you've already, you know, killed the promise.
Yeah.
When God fully intended for you to make it, but on his time, not yours. And so that is just, to hear things like that over and over and have it resonate within us. Some people would say, you know what, it just seems simple, but I want to tell you tonight, it was profound. God said, I take the foolish things to confound the wise. Sometimes he wants that word so simple and so clear that even a child cannot hear. So I thank you, Pastor Rick, for encouraging us on tonight and reminding us to walk on as if. That's walking by faith. People say, what is walking by faith? You're walking as if. As if what you believe in him for has already manifested. You're walking as if. There's a new definition.
Right.
What is faith? Walking as if. Thank you.
Amen.
I got that word tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Got it tonight. Amen. And I'm ready to run with it. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless.
Pastor Don would like to say something as well, and then we'll come back and have Pastor Betty do the invitation.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don, being CEO, and I'm loving what I'm hearing tonight. I've been on the whole show. I got the kids, everything going on, but I am here. I support what they said. I support this program. Let's do it radio. On that note, I land my plane.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Betty?
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you all of the praise. We're coming tonight, Lord God. And Father God, we're extending all that we have, that we have to offer. And that is Jesus Christ. We come tonight, Lord God, to some that may know him, may know you already in the pardon of their sins, but may have backslid and want to be put into backstanding with God. Or maybe you never knew the Lord and you want to establish a relationship with him, whereby you can take on this new mind of Christ and walk as if, knowing that God knows the if part and he knows the end. Or maybe tonight you're on the fence and you're saying, I feel a tug, but I don't know whether I should go that way or not just quite yet. You know, I'm still in the world a little bit, but I'm hearing something that really sounds like I want to become a part of. I would encourage you on tonight. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit that is trying to pull you to God, to open up your heart, that the Lord will begin to pierce your ears to hear his word and his word only, and that when he speaks, you will know his voice and your heart will not be hardened. On tonight, if the Lord is speaking to you and you no longer want to be straddled the fence, tonight is your night to come to Christ.
Yes.
We all know that tomorrow is not promised.
No.
It comes. But if it doesn't come and something happens in the middle of the night, where would you go? Have you thought about that? See, many people think that when they leave this earthen realm, that's the end. That's not what the Lord said. See, there's an eternity waiting for us on the other side. Now, we may have everlasting life. God, his son, his only begotten son, whom he loved dearly, to die on the cross, to suffer on behalf of us, to carry our sins, our afflictions, our sicknesses. He bore them all on the cross. That you and I might have the right to live a joy-filled and a peace-filled life. Not that we're not going to ever face difficulties or troubles or trials, but he will be there to go through them with us. David put it this way. He said over in the 23rd number of Psalms, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou is the Lord, is with me. So that's you tonight, and you're contemplating whether or not I want to stay on the world side, or do I just want to go ahead and make that lunch out into the deep and be with the Lord. Not lunch out into the deep, into the water. Amen. But lunch into the deep, into the spirit realm. Come on over to the other side. Live a life worthy and pleasing unto God. If that's what you've been hearing, if that's what you're hearing now, amen, we want to encourage you to make that move tonight. The word of God says, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Oh, his voice is different from any other voice. His voice is soft. His voice is subtle. He's not going to press. He's not going to just press his way in. He's not going to force his way in. He's going to stand at the door and knock. What door? The door to your heart. He's going to stand there. He's going to knock at the door to your heart. And he said it this way. If any man, he didn't say sinner man, he didn't say what kind of man, he said if any man, you say, but I may not be worthy, I got a lot of baggage, I got a lot of issues going on over here, I got a lot of stuff that I'm involved with, I've been in a lot of trouble. He said if any man would open up his heart. He would come in and he would suck with them.
Yeah.
The Lord is knocking at the door of your heart on tonight. Why don't you answer the door and let him in? Answer the door and let him in. Maybe someone out there that is backslidden, and they just don't feel worthy enough to come back. They once was in good fellowship, great relationship with the Lord, walking with him, growing with him. Things happen in life and made them fall out of fellowship, and they just don't know how to get back there. There are several ministers that are on this call right now. These lines are being manned right now. If you want to get back in fellowship with Christ, you can call into the radio station. You can go into the chat room. You can go to the internet and ask any one of us, and we will pray for you right now.
Yes.
That you can pray back in right standing with the Father.
Amen.
Amen. This is the time. This is the hour. Now is the appointed time for salvation, you all. It is the appointed time. God wants to see his people saved and on their way to heaven. Now, that said, if it's hindering any of you from crossing over to the Lord's side, thinking that, well, maybe my sins are too great and, you know, I'm not good enough, or I don't smell like them, or I don't act like them, or I don't know the words like they know it, or they've never done anything wrong. They've been saints all their lives, and I'm just new coming into this thing. They're going to look down on me, aren't they? That's what the world would say, right? But the Lord knows better. He says in Romans, he says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God at one point or another in our life. But it's he who forgiveth our sins, who healeth our wounds, who forgives our iniquities, who gives us chances over and over and over, first chance, a second chance, another chance.
Yes.
We're here because of his grace and his mercy. We can't keep ourselves, but the God that we serve is able to keep us from falling. And he's able to keep you. So if that's you tonight, and one of those pleas fit you, I want to just say a little prayer. And I just want you, whoever it is that is looking to make this move, contemplating making this move, I just want you to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Yeah.
I want to make you my Lord of Lords and my King of Kings. I admit that I am a sinner, saved by your grace. As I come to you, Lord, you said you would in no wise cast me aside. I'm asking you, Lord, to purge me with hyssop that I shall be cleansed. Wash me that I shall be washed and cleansed. Blot out all my transgressions and remove all my iniquities. I want to know you closer. I want to know you better. I want a deeper and closer relationship with you. I want you to make yourself real to me, God. As real as you can be. Manifest yourself. That the spirit of the living God come upon you.
Thank you.
I yield myself to you. I lay down my treasures. I lay it all down, all material possessions. And I say, here am I, O Lord God. Use me, Father, in your service. Now, Father, I thank you. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I thank you that because of the price that was paid at Calvary, through the blood that you shed, that I am now on my way to heaven. I'm saved,
yeah.
I'm sanctified, and I'm on my way to heaven. Thank you, God, for your grace allowing me time to get to this point in my life. Thank you, Lord, for rebuking early death so that I had a chance to get things right. Thank you, Lord, for taking me into the kingdom family of God.
Yeah.
In doing so, I want to be the first one to extend a warm-hearted welcome to you.
Yeah.
You're now a part of the family of the kingdom of God. That means that you are now a joint heir to the throne. That means
yeah,
that now you
yeah.
are a royal priesthood. That means that now you are a holy nation. That means that now he will not uphold any good thing from you because you love him. Now then, you can walk on as if. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking just like the author and the finisher of your faith. And he'll
yeah.
walk with you step of the way. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your goodness and for your mercy that you sent down on tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody have any announcements they'd like to announce?
One announcement. We are going to be feeding again this this coming Saturday in Little Rock across from the Compassion Center. Let's say let's hold back the rain, God. We're just praying, Lord, hold the rain. it may be cold, but we can hold the rain. We will be serving again black and grilled chicken, 50-60 pounds of it, we hope. We will also be giving out coats and hygiene packages and blankets, jackets, jeans, heavy pants, boots, everything that we have collected. We don't intend to come back with anything. We just want to go bless God's people and help them through this difficult time. We know it's difficult every day. We can't feed every day, but if we can keep them warm, for several days, the Lord has helped us to do that, and we appreciate it. So that's 2:30 in Little Rock. Amen.
And the address is?
The address is going to be on Asher Street. I don't know the Compassion Center address. I know that it's on Asher and Roosevelt.
Okay.
Asher and Roosevelt, it's not really downtown, kind of midway downtown, but Asher and Roosevelt.
Okay.
You know, my husband's yelling, it's across from the jail. Let's stay away from there.
That's funny. Okay, we'll try to keep people, we'll speak as if there wasn't a jail there, but I'm just messing.
Yeah.
But.
It is down the street from the where the jail, the Pulaski County Detention Center. Let's get that straight. The Pulaski County Detention Center is located down the street from it. So it is in that vicinity. Okay.
So you have those announcements. Anybody else? Let me see if Pastor Don has the announcement. Let me see if he has anything. Pastor Don, you have any announcements?
No, ma'am. I just want to tell everybody it's the Christmas season. The holidays are here. Let's get busy and let's have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas, all. On that note, I'll land my point.
Amen. Thank you. Now, for me, of course, Miss Inez says let's talk about it Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, and the 17th, the third Sunday, Reverend Carolyn Williamson will be speaking at it from Yakima, and then Tuesday, December the 19th, Miss Inez says let's talk about it. I sure could have used all y'all's help the other day on Where Is Your Faith. It was interesting. As yeah, we did.
Oh, boy.
We did. That's okay. Reverend Williamson was on the line. She said, I don't know about these people. They need you.
That's our sister in Christ. That's our sister.
Tell the truth, Inez.
Tell the truth. That brother Joe, his mouth is very insulting and degrading to women, period.
That's okay. Yes, he's an atheist.
Well, are we
going to
continue that until next week? Is that a continuation?
Well, are you going to be joining us or are you going to be busy doing taxes?
Well, I'm not doing taxes yet. I had to go through some certification. It's not taxes yet.
Okay.
But I had to complete some training, some certification. Yeah.
It was rather interesting. That's all I have to say. I mean,
I will be joining.
Oh, now she wants to come up. Okay, go back and listen to training.
I told you first.
I know. Hey, we all need to have our training. Go back and listen to the one we had on Thursday evening, and then because we still have Monday and Tuesday. And if you feel that there's more to be presented, I will have part two on Tuesday. If not, I will come with something else. So I will let you listen to it because it was interesting. It was interesting. That's all I got to say.
Pastor Rollins on there? Because it sounds like he kind of addressed it all tonight.
Who?
As if.
No, I wasn't on
Pastor Rollins.
Hey, basically I let people talk about where their faith is, and, you know, we had all types of, I won't say all types, but we had a variety of people online. We had Eddie, we had Joe, we had Sarge on the line. And then there was me and Reverend Williamson in the background. So it was very interesting. I just let them speak on where their faith was, and it's like, okay. And then I had people in the chat room saying, oh, where'd you get that from? I was like, you haven't read that own Bible? So it was rather interesting. I just knew where my faith was.
If Elder Williamson was on there, she held it down. I know she did.
But she didn't say anything. She was just in the background listening. So I had to hold it down as best. And we were chatting on text and what have you. She says, Joe was so disrespectful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you listen to it, and then you tell me, and we'll go from there.
Where's your faith part two?
Because
that is something that is really a strain now among relationships. And I think that's one thing that I mentioned early on when I missed that session, but we were talking about, what's your vision for the world? Where do you think the world is going? Because it just seems like everyone has either put down their faith, laid down their faith, no longer had faith, didn't even want to hear the word faith. And it just seems like living in a perverse and faithless generation, just a time of no faith in anything. I think I mentioned that.
Right.
You know, no faith in their officials, no faith in their... Yeah. I'm sorry I was late
at 10. That's okay. I mean, there's always, you know, we can always have part two, part three, and part four. And that's right. On the 21st of December was the day that my friend Sharon Salisbury passed away. And she's the one who started Let's Do It Radio. So we'll have we'll say some words to her in tribute to her, and I don't know what we're going to talk about. But then the 24th, Reverend Ronnie Marshall will be speaking. He's out of Little Rock, Arkansas, where a lot of the ministers speak from. So that's wonderful. And then the 26th through January 1st, we'll be celebrating. my lips are going bad, Pastor Rollins. As we'll be celebrating Kwanzaa, so, you know, if you've never celebrated Kwanzaa before, that's something you may want to think about. And I usually have it taped, but I may go live this time. So depending on how that goes, we will do a Kwanzaa celebration. And then June 21st to 24th of 2024 is World Vitiligo Day. They have a conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, so mark your calendars. And if you don't know what vitiligo is, it's you might want to look it up. And because it's a dis-ease, or it's basically a discoloration of skin from from people, and it's caused by stress. It's caused by a lot of things. So So they're having a conference in Indianapolis, and I will be attending that conference. So, and we're going to have a fashion show. So that's going to be rather interesting. Okay. And then we have, what is wrong with the system? Okay. Then we have, the book is coming out. She said yes to herself unapologetically. It should be coming out, I think, this week, if not next week, and I'll have copies available. They're $25, and that has placed me as a best-selling author in the U.S. and in the U.K., and hard copies are $25, and that does not include shipping, so if you want a signed copy, you can do so. Just let me know. And you could sell me, you could cash at me, you could Venmo me the $25. I'd be more than happy to sign it and send it out to you. So you can also send me an email to lectureradio@gmail.com. Say, hey, I want a copy. I want a copy. I'd be more than happy to send you a copy. Or you can either DM me or Instagram me on Facebook and Instagram. So in order to keep Let's Go Radio on the air, you can sow a seed to Cash App, $ANAISCVALCOUR, and Venmo at MZ-INEZ, and through Zelle also, if you know my telephone number or email, or, telephone or email. And we do want to pray for Pastor Rick as we had to close the doors for his menswear shop, but the Ricardo's is still in business. So we're praying that he gets another location to open up and places wares in another location. So pray for him. We find a location for him. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. As if, whatever, but this is as if. You know, speak things into existence as if they were. So we don't do that. Pastor Rick was saying, we always seem to discount ourselves and talk ourselves down. We need to encourage ourselves and encourage others as well. And before we get off of the air, I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisako Designs at www.blogtalkradio.com/me. No, just kidding. And the thought of the week is, if you've wounded someone, help them heal and then heal yourself and then flee when necessary. And those are words of wisdom number 32 from Dr. Monica Y. Jackson from her Wounds of Wisdom book. And we will hear from Pastor Rick Rollins with a benediction and a prayer, and I may find a song to end us on this evening. It's in your hands, Pastor Rick. Thank you again for that as if message. Are you on mute? You may be on mute, Pastor Rick.
I was on mute. I'm sorry about that. We thank God for our time together tonight. So shall we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love everlasting. We ask you now that as we leave this place, but not your care, that you would dispatch angels of protection around each of us.
Yeah.
Take us safely to and fro this week, God. We ask you now that you would give us the wisdom to walk on as if, God, remind us to walk our words, to watch our words, and to have a mindset that is positive even in the most negative of situations. Lord, we thank you again for tabernacling with us, for allowing your spirit to sit with us in this time and this space. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and presents us spotless before his presence with exceeding perfect. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And all the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
And
Amen. 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 Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. What you want?
That is hurting, hurting. And I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken. And I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there gotta believe me.
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
It's so just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Then he delivered me. Then he saved me. You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. He's a doctor. Nothing else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me.
About him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just try
him. Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Then he delivered me. Then he saved me. You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word. He's a doctor. It's hard to trust what I can't see, but God reminded me, you're not alone, have faith in me, I can do the impossible, if you believe, oh, he forgave me, and he delivered me, yeah, so glad he
that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that can testify. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
around me
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
doesn't
I did.
Doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me.
Away, that he picked you up. Ah, he saw.
one time. Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See. See, he's mine. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do. But he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and I'm his.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
He saw the best in me as if I was the best on earth. I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us today on this last Tuesday of the year, last second Tuesday, I should say, of the year. Please join us this week for Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It, and just continue to support this so that we can have more evenings like this, so that we can talk about things like this as if they are and not as if they were not. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you out of our listening audience, our worldwide listening audience, I should say. The holidays are coming up, so don't just think of yourself, but think of others during this time, because they may not have, you may have, and just maybe go out of your way to get a blanket, a skull cap or a jacket or a pair of shoes or some socks and give it to someone on the street. They'd be more than grateful, and maybe even give them some food, a nice bag of food to keep them along with the blanket. So thank you again, each and every one of you. Thank you for the ministers who are on the line with us this evening. Thank you again to Pastor J. Rick Rollins II out of Tampa, Florida for the As If message. It seemed to have touched a lot of people, and share this message, and you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and share with those who you might think may have some advantage, or you know, take heed to what is being said over the radio and over the airways. Again, thanks to each and every one of you. Have a blessed evening. Have a blessed more tomorrow. And I just want to thank each and every one of you again for just hanging out with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. 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 And amen again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You all just don't know how, what a blessing you are to me. It's just nice that you all could hang out and just, you know, as you say, keep me company for the evening. and just joining in each and every time that you do, it just makes me happy. So thank you. As we let the church say, amen. And the church has said, amen. Have a good evening. Stay safe. And I love you. Amen.